off. Right now, though, it is 11:30. It's a brand new segment. It's called Conversation Killer. And he has assured us that he's prepared an intro for this, so here's Killer.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Bad so far. Okay. Well,
production is not always my strong point. Matter of fact, it's never been a strong point.
You're the producer, though.
There's not much I enjoy more than just having Killer go. Some of my favorite.
See, you got it right there.
You with the musers.
So would a...
Having Killer Geo.
Would a Tim K. Killer... presidential style debate do it for you?
Boy, hold on.
Biggest waste of time ever.
We're going to circ that up on a Saturday when we can do whatever we want.
I'll do it. I'll come in and debate Tim K.
Debate what? Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll worry about
electronic
that.
Electronic gaming?
As opposed to analog gaming?
What are we doing here, Conversation Killer?
So, I've always liked you guys, and I've always wanted to be a big part of Team Having Fun.
Oh, that's cool, man.
You are, buddy.
But I wanted to know some backstory, back history of Team Having Fun, because it hasn't always been having fun. I know, having a little brother myself, sometimes I really just did not like him, wanted nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that at one point in time, one of you was in Florida, and the other one couldn't stand him so much, he moved to Arizona.
Yep.
So you had to get some space, almost an entire continent between each other.
True.
And that you finally came back together and you're stronger than ever.
Thank you.
So I wanted to see what brought you guys to where you are today.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So I got about 15 questions here. I know we won't be able to get to them all. And I keep saying that stupid word because it's my crutch word. But
which one?
Yeah, which word?
I don't know which so you're talking about.
All right, let's go.
Here we go. Right off the bat.
Conversation Killer has begun.
When you guys were growing up, you grew up in the most wheels-off state in the 50s.
Thank you.
Best state.
Florida. You have a racing lineage.
Indeed.
Uncles, grandfathers, fathers, all over the place racing, cars, boats, everything. I want to know which one of you was the biggest daredevil growing up, and what was the stupidest trick you ever tried to do?
Does it count Daredevil by Cash giving me stitches in my head on multiple occasions? Are those...
Are they from fights or are they from some trick you're trying to pull off?
No, well, there weren't fights, but they weren't... We definitely weren't like, I'm going to jump my bike over this thing. I mean, they were battle... Pillow fights. I mean, the worst one
was... You gave him stitches with a pillow?
I got him good.
He hit my head so hard it went into the corner of a table.
Oh, wow.
And I had to yank it. More than once to get it off. Felt like,
you got stuck to the table.
I think I've had stitches in my head six or seven times.
How was the one that I got you right by the eye? That was a flower pot.
Yeah,
you threw a flower pot at him.
No, he hucked me into like a giant flower pot.
It wasn't. I wasn't like curbing him. I wasn't like attempting to go for a finishing move.
I was hucked.
What?
You guys were fairly brutal to each other, weren't you?
No,
or
I don't think
Cash
we ever
was. To
no.
Mike.
Daredevil, I don't think anything too crazy Daredevil, to be
honest.
You would
have been more than me, though. I was pretty... Dad was... He was a...
He cared about you.
Taskmaster, and there was rules involved, and I was the first one, so I was pretty locked in.
He did want us to be car racers, so as we've discussed before, he got us into go-kart racing, so we were on like the Florida circuit for junior go-kart racing, and I flipped the hell out of my go-kart once.
Yep.
And landed on my head.
Did you have a helmet on that?
Oh, yeah, I had a helmet on, but I was numb. I couldn't move anything for maybe 20 seconds. And my lifeless body just kind of skid into the hay bales right in front of the grandstand where my grandparents were sitting. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that would count.
Were you not strapped into the go-kart?
No, there's no seatbelt. There's no nothing.
It's
You're
sort of
there.
A chair that kind of goes around your rib
cage. With a lawnmower engine on the back?
Yeah, Briggs & Stratton.
Go-karts aren't heavy until their entire weight is on your neck. Then they're difficult to move.
We both flipped golf carts, too.
Yeah, I put a golf cart in the water.
Yeah, he put a golf cart in the water at a golf course, and we just grabbed our bags and tiptoed the hell out of there. Go.
Have you guys obviously have played in Florida. Have you ever ran across a gator while you're playing golf down there?
All the time.
Pretty much every time. My golf coach, the Ripper, Ed Rapolsky, would just hunt balls in the forest and just throw them at gators that had beached themselves.
Okay.
Never been chased by one, though. Gators are friendly. They're our allies.
Ed Rapolsky, the golf coach, gave this very inspiring speech to the team. He said that today we need much of a thing called birdie. That was it.
That was the whole speech.
Yep.
Next question.
Okay.
This one is mostly aimed towards Cash. Cash, when you guys were growing up and you realized that Mike was going to be the taller, handsomer brother.
What?
Were you jealous that the only thing you had against him was that you were going to be the hairier brother?
Good question.
No, that's a bad question, and none of that still has even come across my brain until you just mentioned it just now.
You really don't think I'm better looking than you?
No.
You're definitely more hairy.
Yes.
You got that.
Well, you know, see, but I don't even know if that's the case. It's just darker. Mike had hair, but it was like really blonde, like Julian Assange.
Oh.
And so even when it was like really, really tight, it looked like he was bald, but he had little tufts.
Okay. So you're both blood brothers, obviously. We all know this.
Yeah.
But have you ever found out that you're actually Eskimo brothers?
No, although...
Have you come close to being Eskimo brothers?
I think the closest we've ever come is when Cash was in college at the University of Florida. I went up there as a whatever junior or senior in high school, and he was in his fraternity house, and I think they sent in a they threw a sure thing at me, and the only way to ensure she was a sure thing was I don't even want to know how, but so I don't know how to answer that question. I hope not.
Wanted to make sure he had a good time.
Have you guys ever considered getting matching tattoos? And if you did, what would they be?
No conversation about it. We're both tattoo-less.
I don't know.
What, discussed getting matching tattoos?
I think that probably there had been a conversation or two about dolphin tattoos at some point.
Not a serious conversation. And that would have been the worst damn decision ever.
Of course.
The last thing I wanted is an sports team tattooed on. Sorry, everybody.
I would just think that
yours looks great, though.
Conversations probably were had at some point.
That is the one thing we've always been sure that I will like for the rest of my life, but that would have been a very bad idea.
That's right.
So, no.
You guys are both, just like Jared and I, fans of Big Brother.
Hell yes.
This week we had Zingbot come into the house, which is one of my favorite times of the year. If you guys were in the house, what do you think his zing would towards you?
Okay. He hit Paul with the whole "you just talk too damn much." Mm-hmm. I don't think that would necessarily be it for me because off air I don't really even talk that much.
I think I get overly serious, and I think that I would be nailed for that.
All I would want for Cash in the Big Brother house would be for him to stub his toe once. Because I never want to see my brother suffering through pain, but there is nothing funnier than the spaz that this dude pulls off when he stubs his toe. He's just so mad at the world. I think everybody gets pretty mad, and it's such a self-inflicted wound. But God, if that happened once, that would be the little blip they show after the open runs and before they get to the show, the funny thing from last week.
It become a gif.
Right.
Dude, I'm an under control cat. There's very few things that I don't handle with different levels of coolness. But that is, I become childlike, animalistic, over cussing, pissed off. I've punched windows and brick walls before. More pain comes to my hand
than came to your toe.
Than came to my toe initially, but I just slamming a finger in a car door or something, or hitting my little pinky toe like on a little table as I walk by, you would think I'm insane.
If you guys were in the house, what comp would you guys really rock at? What would be your where you'd be beasting out?
In Big Brother, I would absolutely suck at anything where you just have to stand there for a long time.
Yeah, hanging off a wall would be no chance. Terrible.
Anything of throwing balls into or at something, domination.
Yeah, the putting games.
But that's total luck. I would just say any accuracy-based mini game. That's what we excel at.
I'll take any true or false games with a little thing. Reset your. I'm really skilled at that.
Okay, if you guys were going to go on any reality show, any reality show from like Hunted, Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, which one would you guys be the best at?
for me, Big Brother, for sure. Survivor would be fun, but I don't want to be outside in those elements getting eaten up by skeeters. So, yeah, I think I'd be good at Big Brother. Contained unit, pretty much all the food and water you want. And just playing mind games, playing human chess. I think I'd be okay at that.
I'd be Survivor. Absolutely. I like getting into uncomfortable situations and out mentally toughing people. So I think while other people are, you know, bothered by all that stuff, I would just gain power from it and destroy.
Okay.
Or 16 and pregnant.
I think Cash be better at that one. Speaking of that,
I didn't know this was all going to be about us.
No.
Conversation killer. This is a little weird, but.
Which one of you guys had a tougher time when puberty kicked in?
I'm going to say me because I had.
It's got to be equal, right?
No, but I had. I don't know why I got them so late, but I got braces very late. Like I had a gap.
I don't think that's puberty related.
No, but it's. If you want to tack on a little more awkward to.
Yeah.
The toughest year or two or however long that lasts of your life, I looked pretty goofy at that time.
Did you have regular braces, like the regular ones that were cemented to each tooth?
Yeah.
See, I was the unfortunate time of life where my braces were a metal band that went around each tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, dude, I was just like a RoboCop face. And when they came off, I remember getting them taken off and all the cement and stuff, and they pulled them off each tooth.
They
look like a mangled. I don't remember that.
I remember my first meal after getting the braces on. I had a club sandwich, and the entire sandwich is just preserved in my teeth. I'm like, how will I ever eat? How can this ever work? And I don't know if you just figure it out how to eat better or if there's
smaller bites. I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of puberty, what was the most embarrassing thing either one of you guys walked on the other one doing?
I think you know. Let me speak gently here. I'll tell you a move that Cash had when he didn't even know I know this.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Let me tiptoe lightly.
I don't think this is...
Okay, let's go to the next question.
Yeah.
If you guys were casting...
let's just say... No, let's not.
If you guys were casting Game of Thrones with ticket personalities, anybody up here that works for the ticket, I'm already the ticket Hodor, so Hodor's been cast. Who would be what character?
Jer is Samwell Tarly.
Okay.
Not because he's a plus size model. He's the smart guy who knows everything that's going on.
Junior's Littlefinger.
Yeah, Junior looks like Littlefinger. And he's a crafty vet of the game. There's like no girls here, so what's Becca's?
Nah, TC can be Brianna Tarth.
And then obviously we're both Varys. I know that's why you even asked that question. Yes, we're bald.
What else?
Look, I have eunuchs.
What else, conversation killer? Last one. Make it a good one.
All right. The last one. Going to make it a really good one here. Since your show is called Cirque du Soleil.
That's right.
If you guys were going to be an actual cast in a circus, mm-hmm. What would your act be?
I'd be a magician. Are they in circuses? I'm already a great magician. Very good.
I don't think they're actually part of the circus. They might be the pregame show as you're walking in, but they're not in a ring.
Okay, I guess I'll have to think of another one for Killer's random circus question.
You would fire me.
Didn't accept.
You would fire me from a cannon.
Perfect head for that.
That's right.
Cannon boy?
Cannon cast.
Okay, can I then be the cannonball recipient in the belly?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Can I be the slow-mo?
So you're shooting me into your belly. Stomach.
And then we finally merge back as one and turn into the manatee that we're attached.
And we have to use a teleporter to separate
us.
You both.
Swim us back into the Gulf of Mexico. All right, Killer, I didn't know what that was going to be. It turned out to be a very poignant interview with us, which was a little odd. But
I wanted to know more about my heroes.
You're my hero, Killer, and you're
skinny
and you look great. All right, that was Conversation Killer.